You're listening to Business Lunch with Roland Fraser. This is your seat at the table.
Welcome to the show. This is Darren Clark, and I want to thank you for tuning in. Today, Roland Fraser talks with results coach, marketer, and persuasion expert, Michael Burnoff, about his experience and perspective during the pandemic and economic slowdown. Burnoff's specialty is teaching communication skills that allow you to be stronger mentally, emotionally, and physically. And it seems like a great time to get better at that. So let's get going.
Hey everybody, welcome to Business Lunch, and I am excited to have an alumnus of Business Lunch, Michael Burnoff. Michael, welcome to the show.
I love it, alumnus, and welcome back again. I must have done a great job the first time.
I'm very excited to have you here because we are in these challenging and interesting times, and I know that you really specialize in helping people get their mental stuff together, in addition to being persuasive and all kinds of other stuff. What are you seeing out there right now that's going on?
Well, there's a lot of stuff going on. And I'd say, as we talk marketing a lot, typically when we're together, and one of the things I've recognized is the big things people market after are relationships, health, and money. And I would say the big three biggest fears people have right now are relationships, because they're home with their family, they're figuring that out, they're homeschooling, never thought they would do that before. Financially, which way do you turn? Which way do you look? I mean, people are confused. Lost money. Do I get in markets? Not in markets. Real estate, what do I do? And then when it comes to health, I mean, a pandemic is a great way to scare people. It's a great way to make people nervous what's going on. So the three biggest things we would use as marketing are actually in people's faces right now as fear mechanisms. So what I'm watching is that there are certain people that are using their skills appropriately right now. And there's a lot of people that are debilitated out there in the world. And I'm noticing that about a month ago, I would say the world would be like, oh, what do I do? Now our biggest issue is don't get stuck to the couch or get stuck on Netflix.
That's funny. And so what are you telling people to help them deal with this, get themselves together?
I would say it's a big education right now. I mean, most people, what's fascinating about this, Roland, is that if anything good is coming out of this, and I always like to see you've got to find the good in everything in life, whether it's a divorce or loss or whatever it is. If anything good's coming out of this, there were the people that were listening, that were working on themselves. And now there's a bigger population that are not saying to themselves, God, I wish I would have went out to dinner five more times. I wish I would have bought a brand new car. They're saying, I wish I would have educated myself more. I wish I would have read five more books. I wish I had a better circle of influence. I wish I was had a group like War Room to be connected with. I wish. And that's what a lot of people are saying right now, is they wish they would have done things differently. And the education that I'm sharing with people is that if they understand how their mind works, that we are have a natural tendency towards negativity. It isn't something new. It's not something that gets sold to us. It's cavemanic, cavewomanish, is that we see a car wreck and we look at it for two reasons. Thank God it's not us. And then we analyze it and go, how do I make certain that doesn't happen to me? So Disney, I studied Disney management for years, and Disney knows that, and they're good at what they do. They know if you have a good experience at the park, you're going to have 3 to 5 people you're going to tell about it. If you step on a piece of gum, you're going to bitch and complain to 12 people. So we obsess with negativity. So learning how to reposition what happens in your brain the same way that I would help somebody that was abused or raped or had something bad happen, the whole world is dealing with that now globally. I'm sharing the same skills I would take with one individual, the how do you get you over cocaine and you're making $100 million a year. The whole world is, how do I get over this addictive desire to be obsessed with negativity? And I've got a few things I'm sharing that are super helpful.
Okay, let's hear them.
I love it. Well, number one, that was a bait to get you to ask me. The big thing that I've been telling everyone right now is be really careful with your language. Who's your governor in California?
Gavin Newsom.
I saw him speak. He basically said, please stay home. It's smart. It's a good idea. We think California people are smart, and that's a good idea. LA Times goes, you're on lockdown, a minute later. So when you use the term lockdown, it's a manipulative term that is used to actually slow a person down. So I don't know if your audience knows this or not, but the media is for profit. I mean, they want to make money. I don't know if people know that, but that's their desire.
So they're not just telling us what they think. They're thinking about the words they're using, you're saying?
They're using lockdown. So you sit there and you get locked down watching it. So here you are, a nice guy living in La Jolla. You're living in Kentucky somewhere. And you're thinking, man, I'm on lockdown. And you keep on saying it to your kids and your family all day long. Well, lockdown is a term that slows you down. Like, you're not on quarantine. unless you just got back from Italy, you are not on quarantine. You are home with your family because you're being respectful and being a nice person. The second you use terms like quarantine and lockdown, you slow down your ability to participate in being effective as a human being. So our family, we're not running around saying that we're home, but we're working on, you know, we're dealing with being inconvenienced right now instead of quarantine. And that's how we're languaging this to ourselves so we can operate as effective people.
Yeah, that makes sense. So on the marketing side, you are pivoting in a kind of a cool way and having a lot of success. Will you share a little bit about what you're doing?
Yeah, I looked, it's kind of funny. I made an acronym out of this. When I filled out the PPP thing for myself, and I got on all that immediately, like bam, like that, because if they're offering, I'll take it, right?
Now they're out of money.
Yeah, I got it. We're all good. But I said, if I don't get it, I got to make my own PPP, which I said, pivot, make progress, and you got to prosper. And I said, and that's going to be bigger than any amount of money that they're going to give you if you do that effectively. So what I did is, just like you, and I'm watching what you're doing out there on the web, I leaned into what I do. I help people. I was built for this. In 01, even though I'm young, I was in business and I got my ass kicked. 08 and 09, I said never again. And now I'm here again. And I'm like, I'm ready this time. So what I recognized is I like helping people. So what do I do best? I help people. What is the problem human beings have in the world? Their mindset's off. They're having challenges. They're not thinking straight. But here's the benefit. They're home. So what I said is, I've been offering a course, a teleseminar for 17 years from home. I was positioned and ready to do this. $99 a month to run that portion of the company. Mm-hmm. And instead of putting a couple hundred people a month through our program, we're putting about 4,000 people a month through the program right now. My babysitter, Roland, that never would have listened to me in the past. 15 years ago, when I was 7 years old, she was my babysitter, never would have listened to me. She's at home. She needs to do something different. So she's like, you know what? Let me check out this class. So we are serving and helping and giving all kinds of people right now. And I think if everyone could realize what they really do and share it with the marketplace, I've got ridiculous ideas and pivoting right now that if people would do them, they're massive. And they're all shifting in creativity and perspective. I see that.
Give me your top three.
Top three? Top three. I work with a lot of martial arts studios through one of our friends that we know. And I got into that world. I've got 2,000 studios that we work with. Guy says to me in the state of Kentucky, he goes, Michael, what am I going to do? I got to close my studio. I got 1,000 people in my town, 50 people canceled. I said, all right, what do you do? And he goes, I help kids after school. I said, okay. Well, let me tell you, your market just went from 1,000 people to 250 million Americans that just became teachers that don't know how to handle their kids. You've learned how to master ADD for an hour. All you've got to do is turn around and go, the same skills I've been teaching on the mat for years, I want to give you so you can parent your kids more effectively and you can help them out. I also said to this guy, I said, do you realize that your market is worldwide right now? And a lot of people think, oh yeah, that makes sense, but how do you do it? Listen, every parent right now is asking, how do I get my kids off the TV? How do I get them out there? I said, just invent a term. And the new term I sold to all these studios was, I should have licensed it, but I just gave it to them. I called it the device 30, like the device diet 30. Get your kids off a device for 30 minutes for $10 a week. You're not getting your $200 you wanted before, but you can get 10,000 people at 10 bucks a week. That's more money than you ever were going to make in your life. One of my other students sells yoga pants. She goes, the hell am I going to do? I don't. My boutique is closed. What is every woman in the world wearing right now, every day?
Yoga sweatpants. Oh, yoga pants.
Go to every yoga studio and go, give me your list. I will give you 50% of what we sell these for. Let's send women the yoga pants of the week, the quarantine yoga pants of the week. Let's get them out to them. So we've been sharing creativity with people and asking a question like, what are you good at that people want to know? Because when we were kids, Roland, when Wizard of Oz came around, it was once a year. It was a big deal. We all watched it. I'm certain you watched TV back then, but Wizard of Oz, oh yeah, it's in black and white. It's once a year. Everyone watched it. Now you're watching one show. Bill's watching one show. You got Perry watching one show. Deanna's watching one show. We're all doing different things. There's only one show people are watching right now. It's what do I do next? Am I doing the right thing? Is there something else I should be thinking about? Am I going to get through this? And what do I do next? There's only five or six marketing terms that are out there in the world right now. And if you could dial into those, that is the only thinking patterns that are going on in human beings right now for about 85% of the population.
Yeah, that's really cool. Okay. And I love the yoga pants thing. That I think dialing into those other audiences is really cool. Are you getting the word out through ads on your course that you're giving away?
Yeah, we're doing ads. We're doing ads right now. We're giving it away through ads. We're giving it away through recommendations, a lot of Facebook marketing. We're talking to our community like you 5-6 times a week. We're getting out there. I'm doing all the things that I've always wanted to do. I would go to War Room. I'd go to events. I'd come home and go, how do I do all this? And now I'm like, I've got 2 hours a day I never had. No commute, no trip to the gas station, no long dinners, no happy hour. I literally have 3 hours a day back. So I'm utilizing that time to do what I should have been doing in the first place, loving and caring for my audience.
I love it. What is your favorite couple things that you have read recently that you've used to educate yourself and discover something new?
The biggest breakthrough, I'll tell you, you know, it's interesting. I think I'll answer your question in a very weird way. There is nothing relevant that came up that I would say that would be the one thing that I'm reading currently right now.
Yep.
What this stop has done is literally almost like whiplash. Everything I have been reading for 6 years just came across in my brain. And what I'm starting to recognize is really listening to myself a lot more and recognizing that a lot of the answers I've had, I've done all the reading I need to for a little while. Mm-hmm. Now what I'm recognizing is that a lot of it's catching up with me. So some of the old school marketing, whether it's from Dan Kennedy or anything that I've read, is starting to just show up in my brain and tapping into what people really, really want and starting to listen better. So I'd say the big learning that I'm getting right now is getting really focused on trends in the market and starting to recognize that what people are saying and what people are doing. I would say that's the biggest thing that I'm doing right now. And I'm actually really just utilizing what I've been learning for years and applying that now. So that would be my very strange answer. So I am reading, but I don't think it's anything that's coming to light that's revolutionary at this moment.
So what trends are you seeing in the market?
Biggest trend in the market is how simplistic it is how spread out it's been and how right now, how easily people are controlled also. I mean, that is just fascinating me right now is how people are not questioning and how people, there's three groups right now and fighting with any of them is about the dumbest thing you can do. If you got your conspiracy group over here, you've got your let's go dominate the market over here. You've got your scared people over here and starting to categorize that there's only like 4 or 5 groups and they want to be talked to a little bit differently.
Yeah.
And I don't think it's ever not been that way. I think that we have been blinded by everything going on, but I bet it's been that way for a while right now. There's probably only been about 8 or 9 groups out there, but right now it's about 4 or 5. And not fighting with them is probably your biggest thing that you can do. So I'm not picking a side. But one of the big things I've done is I use the same skills that I've been using for what I would call conflict management or when I come to companies and I help them with issues that they have. One of the biggest challenges that I'm having is that learning to acknowledge what we're dealing with and managing what's going on is probably the smartest thing that we need to do and then figuring out what actions you need to take. So it's like acknowledging, managing up a situation, and then figuring out what actions you need to take. It's probably been the biggest thing. I think most people are crippled right now because they still haven't accepted the truth right now that they're not where they want to be. And they need to do something different.
Now you have some little ones at home, correct?
Yes.
Of what age?
I got a 19-year-old that came home for college. So she's not exactly little, but she had to come home from California. And I got an 8-year-old at home.
Right. And what tips do you have for people? I've talked to a lot of folks that are like, you know, man, it's hard because there's no break. I can't get anything done. My kids are around all the time. I love them, but at the same time, I need some space. How do you advise on that?
Reallocating economics is one thing that we did, and I'll explain that in a second. And number two is I set a couple of rules. Our friend Kent said to me that you got to have some rules. And I basically said very simply to my 8-year-old to sell to my 19-year-old. Number one is everyone gets their work done in this house. You do your school, we do our homework. It doesn't work all the time, but we set rules. Number two rule we set is we have fun. So it's like give, you got to take, give. And then I said, we're going to all help out around the house because we're in this together. And that means everybody does their little chores. And then number four is what we said is that we're going to do family time. Now, one thing I'll say about this when I get back to the reallocation of the funds is that I truly believe like second chapter of my book coming out in a couple of weeks is the death of adversity and why life, we become weak and pathetic for the last 10 years. Last 30 years and how we become weak as people. Like people are complaining, oh my God, I can't get my Amazon delivered in 2 days. Like when we were kids, you had to wait 7 to 10 days. There was COD. You got to send a money order to buy things. Like
there's always weak. 4 to 6 weeks, right?
We're weak. Like we become weak as people. So I was explaining that. So I got to have a hidden chapter, like how to deal with the coronavirus for my book. What I realized is this is a beautiful thing for those of you parenting at home. If you do this right, when our kids do go back to school, September, August, depending where you live, we have an opportunity for our kids to have adversity they never had before. And because of that, they have the capacity to maybe deal with bullies in ways they never dealt with before because they're stronger now. Mm-hmm. They're going to have the capacity when they go back to school to maybe ADD goes away because they learned how to deal with difficulties at home. Maybe they'll make sports teams they never made because they're at home getting tougher right now. So I truly believe what we grew up with in the 60s, 70s, and 80s is kind of back for a 90-day period. And if we do this right, our kids have the chance, if we're smart, to have adversity that is not selected, that is a pain in the ass, that'll grow these kids. So when they go back to their natural environment, they're stronger, which I love. Mm-hmm. Here's what I did. I said to myself, I'm not traveling right now. I'm not going to dinner. We're not driving as much, less gas, less electric in the Tesla. We got extra money. I heat the pool every day in the backyard. It's heated to 90 degrees all the time. That's our thing. I know maybe it's got rich people problems, but I put an ice synthetic ice skating rink in the backyard. I bought a 600 square foot ice skating rink that is synthetic, which you can skate on, which is amazing. That's good. We play hockey, so we can't go to the rink. I was spending $1,000 a month on private lessons. The rink is $3,000. No brainer, right? We put a fancy trampoline, a safe one in the backyard, an AstroTurf put down. So I gave my landscaper money to help the economy, but we built a backyard that can get my kids outside. So maybe there's some projects around the house or some things you can do. Maybe it's time to buy your kids roller skates or a bike or something they've never had. So it isn't time for more electronics. It's time to do these things. So my backyard is a summer camp now.
That's pretty cool. I like that. I like that a lot. That's a really, really good idea. And are they digging it?
Yeah, well, the synthetic rink goes in today. The AstroTurf went in yesterday. We got a fancy trampoline that doesn't break down. I asked one of my buddies back east, like, which one lasts a while? So I did the math. 8 years, this thing should last. Couple $1,000, 8 years, couple $100 a year to keep them healthy. I'll jump on it with them, but it gets us out of the house. So thinking about that right now, what could you do? Like, what could you set up? If you like bowling, could you build a mini bowling alley? Like, you don't have to like waste a ton of cash, but we're saving money. Like Roland, I mean, you got your wine cellar at the house, but we're not going to dinner right now. So I don't know. Like, are you saving money? If you are, what could you put in your house that you didn't have before?
It's funny actually to watch in our business because there's no travel and we travel all the time. You just like you do.
Yep.
And so, you know, I'm watching the cash stack up in the bank accounts because it's, you know, this, you know, when you're flying overseas, it's, you know, depending on how you fly, you know, $5,000 to $20,000 every time you do that. And it's just like, we're not doing that. We don't, you know, war room, we didn't have our event. So we have revenue that's down, sales are down. We had about $6.5 million of revenue that got deferred because we didn't do Traffic and Conversion Summit. So, you know, it's been fun kind of pivoting around and figuring out how do you replace that? How do you work within that? But at the same time, it's been kind of interesting not having the expenses. So it's pretty cool. Pretty cool. For people that want to get a hold of you and get your book and also learn about all the cool stuff you're doing and the course you're giving away free, what's the best way for folks to do that?
Calltoactiontime.com is call the number two action time, calltoactiontime.com. I'm giving away a program. I mean, in my office right there, I'll charge people $25,000 for a couple hours of my time. Here's 10 hours of working with me. And I'm doing it live now, Roland, which is crazy. I came out of digital retirement. So I'm doing this physically live the first time in 2 years. I'm doing it every 2 weeks right now. So calltoactiontime.com, as long as it's available. I have people that you and I both know that live in your community that are enrolling in the program, their spouses, their managers, they're getting whole teams on it. So calltoactiontime.com, check it out. I'm giving it away. It's a $600 program. Work with me live. We've given away $1.6 million worth of it away already. And which I'm excited about. I did the math on it. So at this point, maybe 2 million by the time this airs. Average Sucks is my book. Not Average Sex, Average Sucks. I want to say that correctly. Make people laugh. But go to averagesucks.com. There, the book goes launches in May. You can get on the pre-order for that. And we're giving away some really, really cool stuff as that launches. And that's really how to not get stuck in life playing small and how to get what you want. Even if you're making 100 million, how to get to a billion. And it's really how to not get stuck by the old way you do things. And I'm going to tell you, that is the biggest thing devastating people right now. It's like, but I do my business this way.
Right.
You got to shut up and go back to what you did at the beginning. It's time to make money.
Yeah.
And it's time to make it any way you can. I got Uber Eats the other day from a fancy restaurant in town by a man in a $100,000 Tesla. He gets out and he says to me, I can't do what I'm doing right now, but at least I'm making a couple $1,000 a week because that's what I do. I make money.
That's good. I love that. Awesome. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to be here today. And I really appreciate it. I love the background with all the books, by the way.
I like that. I got a library here you would love. I got all my subliminal stuff you would love, like stuff that you've never seen probably before hidden behind that.
You know what? Well, since you're pointing at that and you wouldn't give us any books, give us two or three of your favorite kind of off the beaten path books there that you highly recommend.
Transformations. You do not have this, do you?
I don't think so. Who's it by?
Richard Bandler. This is, you might like it, you might not, but basically all you have to do is read it and not understand it. And it goes into your unconscious mind. It's an entire trance of how to actually control the mind. It's amazing.
Okay.
Sleight of Mouth by Robert Diltz. Which you probably don't have either, do you? Sleight of mouth?
No, I'm writing it down. It was Transformation. What's the first one?
Transformations. And it's a purple cover. You'll have to buy it used. It's out of print.
Yeah, I had it a long time ago, but I should reread it.
I like Hypnotic Realities by Milton Erickson.
Yeah, I love his books.
I have every original copy up top here of all his stuff. Like, if you're Thinking Fast and Slow, that's one of my favorites.
Yeah, Kahneman, that's a great book.
So that's stuff. But if I were to say one last thing, Roland, I walked into a restaurant the other day, and this is just an interesting thing to say to you and your community. And it's Oregano's, which is like my mid-range restaurant that I go to, not Mastro's, not sushi. And the guy says, I said, how's business? She goes, we're only down 45%. And I said, what are you, crazy? I go, have you called anybody? And she goes, what do you mean call them? I go, phone? She goes, how do we do that? I said, you dial? And she goes, but who do I call? I said, take numbers. And I go, if your favorite restaurant called you yesterday, Roland, and said to you, hey, Roland, I know you like breakfast from the Four Seasons over here, which let's say you were nearby one. Would you like me to drop off breakfast? It's 10% off. It'll be free. Would you like it? Worst comes to worst, you say no. And The lady goes, we don't understand how to do that. I said, just get a pen and paper and write it down. So like, I think businesses really need to understand that business is about doing a transaction. And if that requires picking up the phone and dialing right now, then that's what you do.
Yeah. And also pivoting. So your employees that can't wait anymore, the smart restaurants are turning those employees into drivers.
And as long as dialers.
Yeah, exactly. So if you have them doing that, then they get to stay employed. You get to continue to make money and you differentiate yourself from the so-so service sometimes get from an Uber Eats or some of those things, right? And those, you know, some of those people are also overworked, and so they're stressed out. And so it's just, you know, so yeah, I agree with you 100%.
There's 1,000 turns you're going to do in a good night at a Mastro's. There's 8 million people in Phoenix. What would you rather do? Deliver to 8 million or only do 1,000 turns? So the market is bigger right now if you get serious.
I love that. The market is bigger if you get serious. Okay, so average sucks, not sex, averagesucks.com.
Yep.
And
calltoactiontime.com.
Yes, call to action time. Love it. All right. Thank you again. Really appreciate you being here today.
Appreciate you, my man. Take care.
You've been listening to Business Lunch with Roland Frazier. If you're enjoying the show, let us know by subscribing and leaving a review. And for more information, go to businesslunchpodcast.com. Thank you for listening.
What if 3 days could change the course of your business in 2023? Get Scalable Live is where you'll gain great clarity on the next steps that will help you create the business, life, and wealth you deserve. Connect with business owners and entrepreneurs just like you, hungry for advice, proven strategies, and necessary connections to grow a business.
Literally, million-dollar conversations are happening in the hallways, in the bathrooms, across tables.
Get Scalable Live at Fairmont Austin, November 2nd through 4th. Tickets are on sale now at GetScalableLive.com.